Lesson 13.1 Effleurage. Effleurage is a long, gliding stroke delivered with a light, medium, or sometimes deep pressure that usually follows the direction of the muscle fibers. The word effleurage derives from the French verb meaning to skim or to touch lightly. This stroke is often the first applied to a body area. It is used to spread lubricant, warm the muscles in anticipation of deeper work, and assess the general condition of the client's tissue. Usually, effleurage strokes are applied toward the heart, distal to proximal, to assist in venous return and enhance blood and lymph circulation. Interestingly, in some massage approaches like Ayurveda, the traditional medical system of India, gliding strokes are delivered in the opposite direction, outward from the navel, to re-energize the limbs. Proximal to distal strokes should be applied lightly to avoid damaging the one-way valves of superficial veins. Effleurage strokes are also used to connect the massage of different body areas and provide a flowing transition between techniques. The use of effleurage strokes to support venous return and the circulation of blood and lymph is important. In anatomy and physiology classes, you will learn that arteries carry oxygenated blood to the body's tissues. Veins carry deoxygenated blood back to the heart to be recirculated after reoxygenation in the lungs. Venous return refers to the blood returning to the heart from the veins. When a person is sitting or standing, blood returning to the heart from the lower half of the body must fight gravity. To assist venous return, veins have one-way valves that allow blood to flow only toward the heart. Contractions of nearby skeletal muscles and the pulsing of nearby arteries help push venous blood toward the heart against the force of gravity. During massage, the techniques used to relax muscles also squeeze veins and encourage the movement of blood toward the heart. This decreases the accumulation of metabolic waste and stagnation of the blood, and benefits body tissues by helping ensure adequate amounts of oxygen.